This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Riding a bike is a fun thing for kids and an economic way of traveling for teens and adults. It's good exercise, and it can also be dangerous. This Saturday, Vero Cycling Incorporated will be part of the Ride of Silence to honor those who've been killed while bicycling. The ride starts with a ceremony at Riverside Park in Vero Beach at 9 a.m. David Hunter is vice president of Vero Cycling, a bicycling club. He says they invite everyone who would like to join them.
It is not open to just Vero Cycling. This is open up to the public. There's only two things you need, a bike and a helmet. We like headlights, but they're not required. I mean, this is going to be at 9 in the morning we're going to start, and which means that you're going to be done by certainly 10:30 in the morning. As I said, it's a slow ride, not a long ride, but there are some stops for remembrance.
Those stops will be near places some of the five cyclists who have lost their lives in Vero Beach were riding at the time.
We stop, our first stop is at the top of the bridge, the I think it's called the Loy Bridge, where Cole Coppola was tragically hit and killed. He ended up falling off the bridge, and so that's our first stop.
Hunter says there will also be a stop at the McDonald's on US 1 in Vero Beach, where Kevin Adorno of Connecticut was killed during a ride to Miami, where he planned to propose to his girlfriend. He was attacked during his stop in Vero Beach by a mentally ill person.
Then we go to the back around to the cemetery, where a woman was killed on her way back from work in the middle at night.
In addition to honoring those who have been killed, the ride is to promote safety, both of bicyclists and motorists, according to Hunter. So there are some rules of the road.
A lot of us in my generation either learned how to ride a bike or were told how to ride a bike riding on the left-hand side of the road. And if I leave you with anything, it's ride on the right-hand side of the road. The left is very, very dangerous. There are statistics published in this state alone. Florida, by the way, leads the nation in bicycle deaths, accidents that lead to death on a bike, and an injury. And so there are a lot of things that can be done, and certainly awareness is one. But riding on the left-hand side of the road, you are statistically more, you have more of a chance statistically to be hurt or killed when you're riding on the left-hand side of the road.
It's also not a good idea to use the phone when you're riding a bike, either talking or texting. And those in cars need to remember to share the road.
Just understand that we are out here. We are legal. We are riding in the place where we're supposed to ride. And not only are there persons on bikes, but there are pedestrians. And I think I find most of the people here in Vero to be very aware of cyclists. A lot of times when I'm riding, let's say on A1A, you'll see cars giving us a wide berth.
We've been speaking with David Hunter, vice president of Vero Cycling. We'll have links to where you can find more information on both Vero Cycling and the Ride of Silence, which is an international event, on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.